Speaking of people sending out ripples around the world, Martha Creek. If you don't know Martha Creek yet, you're going to know her in a minute. Martha Creek, come on up to your New York home, to your New York family. Doggone it. Why are you wearing shoes?
Oh, they're barely shoes.
Those are glam. Mm-hmm.
My Sunday sandals.
I adore this woman. How about it?
Well, as I think Joel Osteen says, have you received it? Yes. Have you received it this morning?
Yes.
So think about what's calling you, what got you here. Service? Wanting a world that works for all? Yes. Wanting to awaken?
Yes.
To actually align myself with a new possibility? With a new potential? To come out of some of this old skin, some of these old patterns. Anybody got any old patterns they're just maybe have had just enough of?
Yeah.
So let's think about today is that day then to actually crawl out of them. And we've been set up here perfectly to do it, to pause, to pray, and then to proceed powerfully. All the while, this will do everything it can to get us not to do it. So it appears powerful. It's not at all powerful. When you compare it to the power that you are, the power that you have, the power that I have within me, that this and greater things than this I can do, every sage and seer, every master teacher in the world has told us this. And then imagine then today, and decide today, not just imagining, that today is the day for that. Now, this is going to be a little uncomfortable for some. Are you willing to bear some discomfort?
Yes.
You know, in prayer and meditation, I was just out in Unity Village for 2 consecutive weeks serving conferences, getting to do keynote presentations and workshops to lead, to pray, to restore spiritually. And what kept coming clearly, this message, bear some short-term discomfort or bear long-term dysfunction. Bear some short-term dysfunction. Now, you know, in us in Unity, we have some allergies. Like to the word evil, for example. Oh, no, there's no evil. Yeah, there is. It's in you. Anybody that's free of evil thoughts, then we got such an allergy to it. We'll say, no, let's not call them evil thoughts. Let's call them error thoughts. Error, evil. You know what I'm talking about, right? So I read something this week in my leadership training that said there's 3 general types of people. And I had an immediate reaction like, oh, goody, I can finally get a handle on this. Then the other reaction was, oh, brother, another category, another box to put people in. But it had my interest, and in a profound way, because it helped me with my allergy for that word, too. And I want to be less allergy, less allergic. I want to be less allergic to words, to concepts, to thoughts, to old ways, so that I can take an honest look-see and tell the truth at what's actually going on in me. You know, in the last place most of us will look is in the mirror to see where is evil in the world. Because it's really quick to look out there and say, oh, yeah, there, there, there. Oh, and him and her and it and them. And without ever pausing to say, hey, where is that in me? Not is it in me. Where is that in me? To have a purification of my spirit, to have a purification of my mind. And until I renew my mind, I cannot live a life any different than the life I am living. You've heard it, my best thinking got me this. So think about this. And so if whatever evil is to you, evil thinking, error thinking, where you purposefully harm somebody, or you purposefully use words that are sharp or condescending or divisive, where you purposefully set up separation, where you purposefully try to elevate yourself. Now get a sense then of looking at this morning and discovering this in you, minus the shame. Would that be okay? To take an honest look at it without the shame of it? Have you had enough shame to last you the rest of your life?
Yes.
Altogether?
Yes.
Turn to somebody and tell them, hey, I've had just enough to last me the rest of my life. Just enough to last me the rest of my life. So I'm going to do an honest look-see now, minus the shame of it. And are you ready? And minus the guilt. Had enough guilt too?
Yes.
Had enough guilt to last you the rest of your days?
Yes.
So then I'm going to take an honest look-see. So just do a little quick review of this morning even, coming to church. Where you could have been out of integrity with your spirit. Were you out of integrity with your soul? Out of integrity with yourself? Where you may have done just any little thing that caused you to lose energy, to feel worse about it. Could have been a use of words. It could have been withholding kind words. It could be that cold silence that we slip off into when we get triggered or when our feelings get hurt. It could be something as simple as kind of throwing the money at somebody instead of putting it in their hand. You know what I mean? See, certain actions turn up our luminosity dial. Other actions dial it back. So think about where your luminosity dial gets turned up and what causes us to leak energy or lose that energy. And the world is giving us every opportunity for this, to say in every interaction, like that reading that Reverend Britt did about our purpose in life, like there's no interaction that's not a holy interaction. And I'll either approach it as that, or I'll approach it out of my patterned way of doing it, which is, I'm important, and I'm in a hurry, and you're such an inconvenience to my important schedule. And what happens to your spirit even as you hear that? What happens? Damn. So this is really something then to get a hold of, to say, okay, I'm awake to this now. I have had an awakening. I'm awake now. Wake up, wake up, wake up. I'm awake now. This is, I'm going to be more and more attuned, more and more atoned, and more aligned with where my power is, where my potential is, where my power is, and how I'm using that power. Then if it means slowing down a little bit, it may mean quitting those edgy little sarcastic responses. It may be quitting some gossiping. Then when people run up and say, hey, have you heard what she's doing? I may be a little quicker to say, you know, has it got anything to do with me? Well, not really. It's like, I'm going to pass on that. I'm a full-time job. So if you've got anything, any feedback for me, I'm open. Because I'm into self-realization. So I'm catching me every chance I get. But now if you catch me, you'll know I'm sound asleep again. I am not awake, and then you can gently point it out to me. So I'm being a quitter. I'm going to quit a few things. I'm going to quit anything that is an abandonment of my spirit, that is a rejection of my spirit. I'm going to quit manipulating, pretending, maybe quit lying some, quit being an imposter, quit saying I'm fine when I'm actually not feeling fine. I'm going to quit some stepping in and giving people advice when they've proven to me over and over and over they're not open to it. Which gets us into our second category that doesn't deny then that evil, you know, has a full spectrum. So what's the polarities or evil are the things we've heard about in history, read in history, things we're experiencing today, 2,000 years later, behaviors that are evil. And how can I affect that? Change it here. Do everything I can here to take that out of the fabric of humanity. To clean it up here, to purify it here. And if you believe what Unity teaches, that we're Alpha and Omega, all that is, all, I am that, all that I am. And quantum theory, quantum physics says anything that I affect here affects the whole. So then I can make real contributions by working here. Purposefully, intentionally, and interaction to interaction. And then there's not many people here that's intentionally harming people. Because you already know how painful it is, right? Yes. So we cannot do that anymore because it hurts too much to continue to do that. So we've upgraded some of us. Like, I'm just evil here and there. Not as much anymore. And then the next category is foolish. What behaviors am I doing that are foolish behaviors? Foolish actions. You got anybody here still are doing a few things that are foolish? Like I keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result? And then admitting that there's certain people in the world that they've been broke ever since you've known them? That regardless of what job they have, what money they have, like what anything, that they're once broke, always broke, stay broke? That people that get 33 traffic tickets in a year, still speeding? Foolish. So pause for a minute and get a little review of one or two things, minus the shame now again, minus shame, minus guilt, minus self-hate and blame. What's a thing or two that you're doing that you absolutely believe is foolish? And get a sense that then today is the day that ended. That I know that that's just enough of that. And I know the suffering from that is optional now. And I'm going to choose differently. I'm going to break that pattern. I'm going to interrupt that pattern of that. And I'm going to choose a different path for myself. For spiritual renewal as a gift to myself. Then the other category, any guesses on what the next category is? If you think about categories of people, categories of behavior, types of people, kind of the evil, intentionally harming, foolish, not intending to harm, but not ever waking up to the consequences of the behaviors. And then the third one is wise. wise people. Wise choices, wise actions, wise behaviors. So get a sense of the wisdom that you are, where you didn't have to touch a hot stove more than a few times to see. Oh, that does actually burn. And there's another route for me. And oh, I have wised up. 3 speeding tickets were just enough. The threat of losing a driver's license was just enough. So think about how wise you are. Not how wise you'll be. How wise you are now. Like the lessons you've already learned in life. Unity students, Unity folks are open at the top generally. We're here seeking. We're here to make a world that works for all. We're here to say, hey, what's the consequences of me continuing to do that? That's why the Starbucks people are more apt to say, hey, where are all those happy people going? That your level of happiness, your level of joy, your level of delight in the world, Matthew Fox calls it your level of frolic in the world is not accidental. For we continue to look, to see, to tell the truth, to take times of purification of our mind, of our spirit, and to say, okay, that is not leading me in the directions of my goals for my life. That is an old pattern. And there's another option for me. So I'm going to lead in that way. I'm going to lean into that way. And I'm going to live more and more and more from the understanding of that. Even with the allure of the snarkiness. Even with the allure of the cleverness and of the coy. And of the hidden agendas and the blaming and how quick it would be to blame, to displace the anger and hurt, to displace it, to place it somewhere else. Even with that allure, I'm going to practice. And I'm going to practice on purpose being a wiser person, taking wiser action, making wiser responses. And I'm going to do it knowing that my peace hinges on this. My level of joy, happiness, delight, frolic hinges on this. And so does the good of humanity. For whatever I purify here, I've healed it in the fabric of humanity. So it's noble work and noble call to be about this more and more and more and more. This book, When Things Fall Apart, I so highly recommend it. Bring your friends next week. Get them in these doors any way you can. Come early, do that class. And this is one of my favorite quotes from the book, and I keep it with me so I can read it regularly. And I'll share it here. Things falling apart is a kind of testing. You know, none of us wake up every morning and go, hey, I can't wait to see what'll fall apart today. But will things fall apart? Have things fallen apart? Absolutely, since the creation of time. So therefore, then, we can wake up today to say, hey, you know, there's nothing new there. The things that have been happening for 2,000 years are likely going to happen. Things falling apart is a kind of testing, and it's also a kind of healing. When things fall apart, there's healing in it also. We think that the point is to pass the test, that we're being tested. We think it's about overcoming the problem. And the truth is, things don't really ever get solved. Things are not problems. Things don't ever get solved. They come together and then they fall apart. And people come together and they fall apart. And then health comes together and then it falls apart. Then businesses come together, then they fall apart. And ideas come together, then fall apart. It's both and. So they come together and they fall apart. Then they come together again. Then they fall apart again. Just like the leaves will teach us as we enter into this fall. Fall away again. Come back again. It's just like that, life. The healing comes. The healing comes from letting there be room for all of this to happen. The healing comes from including it all, allowing for it all. You don't have to like it a bit. Ain't that good news? You don't have to love it a bit. It doesn't condone a thing. But until I include it, I'm going to be stressed by it. Until I include it all, I'm going to be at war with it. And then dumbfounded at why we still have war. Instead of looking to see, what am I at war with? And what can I do to shift that? The healing comes from letting there be room for all of this to happen. Room for grief. Room for relief. Room for misery. And room for joy. So get a sense of what it would be like for you to make that kind of room. Get a sense of it in your body. I'm so proud of you here at Unity of New York. 20 people lined up here that volunteer generally from 9 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock every single Sunday to make this possible. Get a sense of that, the commitment of that. And then 20 more right up there on those risers, practicing this week to bring that song out into the world. Those 40 people are larger than most Unity churches, folks. Volunteering. And then you, hundreds of you here, coming back, bringing people. Giving, serving, caring, intentional in what you're creating here and co-creating here. And I'm so proud of you for it. And I bow to you for it. And Godspeed. And I want to challenge you to just turn it up a dial. Just to turn that luminosity out, turn it upward. And I gave you a little gift. It's in the baskets when they come, and it's a shot that I made on this little old iPhone from Unity Village's fountain and the Rose Garden. And it says, Unity of New York, your 20th anniversary. So receive this with my heartfelt, wholehearted thanks for what you've done, the decades and decades that you've put in here. What it takes for you to get over here one more time this week, one more Sunday, one more service, one more class, one more workshop, one more prayer, one more visit, one more song, one more anything that you're doing to contribute. I sincerely bow to you for it. And it's no little thing what you're doing here. Churches are closing 10,000 churches annually. For over 20 years in the United States. And And what is Unity of New York doing? Simultaneously, what is Unity of New York doing? You're miracle makers. Your prayer has been heard. Use me. You're being used. So step into it. Dial it up a notch. Dare it. Dare to grow it. Dare to succeed. Dare to lead. Dare to be the pioneers that you are. It's absolutely the truth of your being. So I know who you are. I know what you are. And I know how you serve. And I'm serving with you. And I'm serving what you're serving. And Godspeed as we continue this. So let's take a pause and have a time of meditation to allow some of this to get into our bones and into our blood.
As we prepare for that meditation, we express our willingness to release, to let go. To let go of whatever has happened before this moment, whatever doesn't serve us. We know that the releasing is really an acknowledging and an integration into what is. I release and let go. I release and let go in the silence, oh my soul. I release and let go, oh my soul. What's another hand?
Allure of the older archaic ways of being, the more regressive ways of being, alert to them, observing them, and absolutely committed now to not absorb them. Imagine you, like you're watching yourself as a third person, you're watching the movie of you, the movie of your life, and how you look waking up in the morning, right from your own bed, your couch, wherever you're sleeping. So the scene is the same, the scenario is the same, and you're very, very different. You have had a born-again experience. You've had a transformation, a mental transformation, an emotional transformation, a spiritual transformation. And you're wise. What would you do differently? What would you quit? What would you do less of? Minus shame, shameless, guilt-free, guiltless. And noticing, aware, awake. And led not by the temptation of the mind, led not by the temptation of patterns, but delivered. You increase? What would make your tail wag? To repeat these words, I know who I am. I know what I am. I know how I serve. I know when enough is enough. And I begin again now. And so it is.